Title: Junglist Breakbeat Drive System for 90s Inspired Darkness in Ableton Lev 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building what I call a breakbeat drive system in Ableton Lev 12. The idea is simple. You take one classic break, like an Amen or Think break, and you turn it into a full arrangement ready drum engine. Clean where it needs to be, dirty where it's exciting, and constantly moving like proper 90s jungle and drum and bass. We're doing this in the arrangement view mindset, meaning we're not just making an 8-bar loop and calling it done. We are building layers, a controlled parallel drive bus, and a few macro controls so you can automate energy across the intro, drop, and variation without drowning in tiny parameters. Before we touch effects, set your tempo. Put it at 165 to 170 BPM. I'm going to pick 168. Now create a new audio track and drag in your break. Any Amen style loop is fine. Click the clip so you see the clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transient. Set transient loop mode to forward. And for the envelope, try somewhere around 40 to 70. Higher values can tighten the chops, but here's the warning. Jungle timing isn't supposed to be perfect. If you iron the groove flat, you lose the swagger. So we want it stable enough to loop and arrange, but not robot breakbeat. Quick coach tip. Don't go crazy with warp markers. A really good beginner approach is, get the seg BPM roughly correct, then place only a few warp markers. One at the start, one on the main snare, and one near the end of the loop. If the break loses punch, lower the envelope, even down to 20 to 40, and let those transients breathe. Now we're going to build the actual system. Select your break track and group it. That's Command or Control G. Inside that group, duplicate the track until you have three copies. Rename them Break A, Clean, Break B, Drive, and Break C, Tops or Grit. For now they can all play the exact same clip. We're going to shape them into roles. Let's start with Break A. This is the readable core, the one that keeps your groove clear even when everything else gets nasty. On Break A, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it feels boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like 2 to 4 dB. And if you need a bit more snap, add a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Next, add drum bus. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch can be 0 to 10%. Set boom to 0 because we're letting the bass own the true sub. Damp around 10 to 30%. And bring transients up, like plus 10 to plus 30. The goal is punch and clarity. Then add glue compressor. Attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. We're not slamming it. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This layer should feel like the break is standing up straight, not like it's being crushed. Now break B, the drive layer. This is the abused sampler, overdriven desk, 90s grid engine. First put EQ 8 before distortion. High pass around 70 to 120 Hz. This is important. This layer should not carry low end. Distorting sub turns into mud fast. If the distortion gets harsh, you can dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz later. Now add saturator. Set the type to analog clip. Drive around 6 to 12 dB. Turn soft clip on. And here's a massive beginner mistake to avoid. Loudness bias. After you drive it, pull the output down until it's about the same level as bypass. Keep matching levels so you're choosing better tone, not just louder sounds better. Optional but very junglist. Add amp after saturator. Start with clean or blues. Keep the gain low, like 2 to 5. Bass can be reduced. Mid can be slightly up. Treble only a little. This is texture, not Guitar Hero. Then add glue compressor to pin that distortion in place. Use attack around 1 millisecond, release around 0.1 seconds, ratio 4 to 1, and aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This is the layer where compression is allowed to be more aggressive, because it's not your main punch layer. It's your aggression and density layer. Then add auto filter for movement. Set it to low pass. Cut off somewhere like 6 to 14 kHz depending on how dark you want it. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. We'll automate that later, and eventually map it to a macro. Now blend break B under break A. Pull the fader down until you mostly feel it rather than clearly hear it. If you mute break B and the groove suddenly feels polite, you're in the right zone. On to break C, the tops and grit layer. This is hiss, air, shuffle, and perceived speed. Put EQ 8 first and high pass aggressively, around 400 to 800 Hz. We only want the top end. If you need extra air, do a small boost around 8 to 12 kHz, but be careful. Darkness in jungle often means controlled top, not shiny modern fizz. Add redux for that classic gritty texture. Bit reduction around 6 to 10. Downsample around 2 to 6. Subtle, the goal is grain and smoke, not total destruction. Add auto filter. You can use bandpass for a radio-ish top layer, or high pass if you just want lighter hats. Plan to automate cutoff so the intro is darker and the drop is brighter. Then add utility. Increase width to around 120 to 160%. This is where we let the stereo live. Keep the core break more centered, spread the air. Now, quick sanity check. Because A, B, and C are the same break stacked, you can get phase issues or comb filtering. Here's a fast test. Temporarily, put utility on each layer and set width to zero so you're listening in mono. If the snare suddenly thins out or gets hollow, you've got correlation problems. You can fix this by nudging one layer using track delay by 1 to 10 milliseconds, or by giving one layer slightly different warp treatment so it's not perfectly identical. Next, we add the ghost or slice track. This is the secret sauce that makes a loop feel like it's rolling forward instead of repeating. Beginner-friendly version first. Create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Load a tight short kick, a snare with crack, a closed hat, and a lighter ghost snare. Program a simple one-bar backbone. Put the kick on 1.1. Put the snare on 1.2 and 1.4. Add hats on the off positions, for example 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.3. If you want it faster, you can go to 16 THz, but don't overcomplicate yet. Now add ghost notes. Put a ghost snare just before the main snare, like 1.1.4 leading into 1.2, and 1.3.4 leading into 1.4. Keep velocity low, like 15 to 40. These quiet hits are what create that unstoppable push without turning the drums into a messy solo. If you want a more junglist method, you can slice the break. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slicing by Transient. Then you can do light rearrangements, like adding an extra kick slice before 1.3, or a tiny snare flam before 1.2. Keep it tasteful. Classic jungle edits are quick and purposeful, not constant glitching. One advanced but easy variation idea, the two ghosts trick. Put one ghost just before the snare to push into it, and one very quiet ghost just after to pull away. It creates motion with minimal notes. Now we're going to build the parallel drive bus. This is controlled chaos, the thing you automate in drops for extra danger. Do this on the break group itself. Add an auto effect rack on the group track. Create two chains, dry and drive. The dry chain can be empty or just pass through. On the drive chain, add saturator with drive around 8 to 15 dB, soft clip-on, then drum bus with drive around 10 to 30%, and crunch around 10 to 25%. Add EQ 8 after that, high pass around 120 Hz and low pass around 10 to 12 kHz. That helps keep the parallel dirt from turning into harsh top-end and low-end fog. Then add a compressor with a fast attack and medium release, aiming for about 4 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Now blend that drive chain low. Think roughly minus 18 to minus 8 dB compared to the dry chain. You're building a shadow underneath the drums. And here's the move. Automate this. In the drop, push the parallel drive up by 1 to 3 dB. In breakdowns, pull it back. Quick gain staging coach note. Put a utility at the end of your break group and aim for the whole drum group to peak around minus 8 to minus 6 dB while looping the drop. That headroom is what makes the track feel expensive later, because your bass and master chain aren't fighting clip drums. And again, after any distortion or compression move, do a quick slash B and match loudness. If it only sounds better when louder, you're not done yet. Now let's arrange it like a simple, classic 90s structure. For the intro, give yourself 8 to 16 bars. Start with break C only, and maybe the filtered break A. Automate an auto filter cutoff rising slowly, like 1.5 kHz up to 8 kHz over the intro so it opens into the groove. Add a dubby reverb hit occasionally, not a constant wash. Put hybrid reverb on a return and send only a couple of snare hits or a vocal chop. Short decay, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and keep it dark by rolling off highs in the reverb. For the pre-drop, 4 to 8 bars. Bring in break a full, but keep break B muted. You're teasing the impact. At the end, add a one-bar fill. A very jungle way to do this is not adding more notes, but doing mutes and edits. Cut the last snare, or do a quick snare repeat with one slice. Or automate redux briefly for a crunchy moment. Now the drop, 16 bars. A mute break B. Bring in the ghost track. This is where the engine is running. Every 4 or 8 bars, do a tiny variation so it feels alive. For example, on bar 5, mute the tops for half a bar to create impact. On bar 9, switch to a slightly busier ghost pattern. On bar 15, do a stop or a fill. Teacher tip: think of a priority list when it gets messy. Air crack is number 1. Kick punch is number 2. Ghost movement is number 3. Cymbal air and hiss is number 4. If the groove is getting unclear, reduce 3 and 4 first before you touch 1 and 2. Then do a variation section for another 16 bars. Keep the drum sounds largely the same, but change the feeling with automation. Bring the parallel drive up a bit, like 1 to 2 dB. Lower the drive layer filter cutoff slightly so the second phrase feels darker. And do a short dub delay throw on a snare hit with echo, just on a moment, not on every hit. Now we set up macro control, so you can perform and automate the system without it becoming a technical nightmare. On the break group, use an audio effect rack and map a few macros. One macro called darkness, map to the auto filter cutoff on break B and break C. One macro called drive amount, map to the saturator drive on break B and also the volume of the parallel drive chain. One macro called punch, map to drum bus transients on break A. And one macro called air, map to break C utility width or a high shelf on EQ. This way, you can write automation like a DJ would. Make it darker, then open it up, push drive in the drop, pull air back for a meter second drop.